Don and Mike, WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
When I'm doing TV and I got 18, God damn it, can't everybody stop for 10 minutes? I mean, everybody seems that's the only, everybody can we stick, Jesus Christ. I mean, it's not that much to ask. Is that when everybody has to move, when I'm trying to concentrate? Jesus. I mean, it's so rude. I can't believe it. It's so goddamn rude.
Bang, bang, bang.
Why does everyone all of a sudden have to move? I've had 2 hours to move around. Wait 10 minutes.
I know.
Jesus. I'm sorry to explode by that, but it's like no one's ever worked on TV here before.
Jesus.
Chuck in under the kid. What the f*** do they think I'm doing? I actually can't believe what I just saw.
Not now.
It's like no one here has worked on TV before.
Not now.
Chris Berman.
I hear a dial tone. And there were 7 people, though. I mean, Jesus. We need to use the studio for 15 minutes. Just everybody, you know.
The Don and Mike Show.
Jesus.
Are you insane?
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Hello. Don and Mike Show. Joe from Sacramento, you're on the air.
Here we go.
Someone named Joe. Hello, Joe. Joe.
Hello.
Joe, pay attention. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
I love you guys.
How are you?
Thank you.
First time listener, long time caller.
Oh, yeah, well, yes, we understand all of that. How are you, Joe?
First time listener, long time caller.
Yes, I understand. What can we do for you?
I want to talk about the Giants.
You want to talk because you've got Super Bowl madness?
I love the Giants.
Eli Manning is my favorite.
I love Eli.
Yes, anything more you'd like to add?
Where's Don?
Thank you for calling, Joe.
Bye!
What is the, seriously, what do you think would be the very... the proper time to start drinking on Super Bowl Sunday?
I think 4.
See, I was going to say 2.
I was going to say now.
What time are you planning on having your first beer on Super Bowl Sunday?
I think 4.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe 2:30.
2:30. Well, the hype kicks in probably at about 4 o'clock, 2 hours before the big game.
I think network coverage starts at 2:30 or 2. That
means 2 p.m.
I'd say 2 p.m., half hour before network time, it's drinking time.
But the thing is you have to pace yourself.
No, you don't. You never have to pace yourself,
don't want
to
get too sleepy.
That's no fun at all. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You're on the air.
Mike Show.
Hello.
Hey, Michael. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. Please call me Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. I want your opinion on the show, Don't Forget the Lyrics. I want to know how you like that.
Don't forget to what? The lyrics?
Is that the Wayne Brady one?
Yes. I believe I would line up on the sucks end of things. Where would you be?
I would be right there. I watched the first 2 episodes and haven't had any great pangs of guilt since I've stopped watching.
Speaking of pangs, Rob.
Yes. Oh,
I'm very curious about your pangs.
Thank you.
You now, the whole process for you with this vasectomy began during our vacation, right?
Right.
Back before Christmas time?
I was cut on, I believe, a week before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. You have made veiled references to it. You've been going through a process.
Right.
You are still technically fertile, right?
Yes. Well, that has changed today.
Really?
With a possible exception.
All right. Walk us through the whole thing.
All right.
Curious. I'm curious.
Are you curious?
Yes, I am.
All right. After your vasectomy, you have your first checkup a week after the procedure.
All right. That's after they put the scalpel into your bag.
To make sure that you've not swelled up bad or anything like that.
Yeah.
And you're also not allowed to have any sort of activity until that checkup.
You mean sexual activity?
Of any sort.
For a week. Like even if you're alone?
With yourself or with others.
So how much between the procedure, the actual cutting on,
mm-hmm.
and the time when you can achieve nirvana?
Was 8.5 days.
8.5 days of pure agony.
And I tell you, brother, I don't know that there's been any 8-day stretch. Since there could have been a stretch that none of that has happened.
Now, after your 8 days, are you allowed to do anything you want? Anything you
anything,
want.
Anything you want.
Or does it have to be, do you have to clean the pipes? Do you have to give it a trial run?
I gave it a trial run with my wife, and all was well.
That oh,
was,
so you didn't? So the very first time,
yes.
After 8.5 days,
mm-hmm.
you were not by yourself.
No, oh. no.
That's kind of sweet.
Well, I was scared to death.
Sure. Why were you scared? Did you
I
think,
didn't know
like,
what was going to happen.
You think like purple gummy bears would come out or something like that?
Had no idea, but. After 8.5 days, who cares, right?
Right.
So 8.5 days, everything worked fine.
Right. So then they said...
There was no blood?
No, all not right. a drop, which okay. is good. And you know what? I had prepared myself for it. Even
Did they
no,
say that there was a chance no, that could happen?
No, but I was just prepared for it.
I never thought I'd ask this question, but how did it? How did the experience go as
Fantastic.
Far as... Was it better?
Well, you know, if you wait a while, sometimes it's more intense.
But only that way. I mean,
right.
it wasn't better like... Because of all the rearranging. I know nothing about
no,
this.
As far as like the physicality of it, it felt
physicality,
just the same.
As far as sensation, as
felt
far
just
as
the same.
Intensity.
Just maybe a bit more intense, but I think that had to do with the 8 days and not the procedure.
Well, what's the normal, what's the longest period of time? We'll play the moment of truth later. We'll ask
right.
this later. What's the longest period of time you've gone,
God.
You know, during your marriage? What do you think the longest period of time is?
I would say like without any activity, like probably 3 days.
Whoa.
Wow.
Rob Spiewak.
Well, I'm not saying with
Rob Spiewak, yeah, Mr. Stud.
Not always with a partner though.
Mm-hmm. No, but that's well, okay.
You know?
Well, what about with a partner? What, you know, when they
oh,
ask
God,
the question, you and your wife, how long? Be honest.
8 days.
The longest.
Eight days. I would say 8 days.
Where's the
that answer
yeah, yeah, exactly.
True.
No, I'd say it's about that.
So 8 days, everything works fine.
Right.
And then you're cleared for all sorts of activity?
Well, then another week and I could take a tub bath. That really didn't affect me.
But after the 8 days, I remember what you said before the holiday. After the 8 days, you were not allowed to
still,
like,
no, I'm still
like
considered
do it like you didn't care about making
still
babies.
Still considered fertile.
Really? So
and
you
I'm
had
still
to...
considered fertile today, but not as fertile. So
did
let's
you use
jump
protection?
Ahead by...
Did you use protection when you did waited the 8 days?
Narcotic protection. She's on the pill.
Okay, so
the way we've always done it.
All right. But so there still was that little bit of a chance then.
Right. So, well, the pill is 99%.
Would that have been funny?
Would that have been riot.
Hilarious. Oh, a knee slapper.
The Spiewaks are having a baby. Hillary thinks that's hysterical.
Sure.
All right, I got many more questions about that. Hello, Don and Mike Show. You, sir, are on the air.
Howdy, fellas. How are y'all today?
Fine. How are you?
Quite well. I just wanted to mention it's quite a nice, pleasant surprise on a horrible Friday afternoon. I always enjoy Mike shows. They're like getting a snow day in high school. It's an unexpected treat.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
That's about it. And one other suggestion. If that, you know, just for the sake of laughs, if you want to go ahead and give that phone touchscreen a good whack, I mean, I don't think anybody really minds. So go ahead and call. Give it a good shot.
You want the violence.
Yeah, we'll give you violence later on, sir. You just have to wait and see what happens. Well, really, that was operator error.
It all worked out, though.
Yeah, now everything's working great. Hello, yeah. Troy. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
Pretty good. I had two things I wanted to talk about. The first one is I wanted to tell Rob that the Puppy Bowl is going to be in HD this year.
You know, I might TiVo it.
Now, the Puppy Bowl is it was designed to create something, an alternative to the Lingerie Bowl. Is that what it was?
It's on Animal Planet, right, sir?
Yes, it is.
That's so...
It's fantastic. The other thing,
why now? Is it really fantastic?
It is. It's super
cute.
It's
very
super.
Cute.
How far do they kick the puppies?
I can watch that show in 4 beers.
Oh, I think I could watch it in 3.
Really?
Yeah.
All right.
But not live. Not
so.
The
Puppy
Super Bowl
coincides running. With the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and I think there's also a loop. I think it just begins sort of sporadic and they run it throughout.
Will
the
you be having a sexual activity during the Super Bowl, Rob?
During the game itself.
During the game itself.
Don't think so. Maybe after the game.
Have
Maybe
you ever done that,
house.
Buzz?
I hope to, yes.
Good boy. All right, getting back to your procedure, you,
so you
8 days goes by.
So you after a week, but
right.
it was 8 days. And
okay.
then you have your six-week checkup, and
right.
that was today.
Uh-huh.
Now, this involves something that I've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a urine sample.
Right.
But I have never done a number 3 sample to be brought in.
Oh, I have.
2 testes, 1 cup.
I have many times.
You have?
Yeah, during the poor days. You know,
oh.
When I was homeless.
But did you do it in the office?
That's how I made my living. I actually did that.
Someone bought that?
It would really be. Well, no, you can donate sperm for money.
I see.
So I did.
Well,
no,
then someone bought it.
So you actually had to go through the whole procedure.
I did.
I want to hear about that.
So it was going to be awkward no matter what.
Mm-hmm. Can you do it at home?
Yes, that's the one thing.
See, there, a lot of the fun's taken out right now.
But you only have an hour.
What do you mean? An hour to, like, do it and then get it to the lab?
Exactly.
So it's this major car chase through the streets?
Yeah, and great weather for it today because everyone was really on their game.
Hello, this is Dr. Van Ahol. I'd like to tell Rob we want you to donate the sperm this morning. Get it to us within an hour in the ice storm.
So it was a 12 noon appointment to get there, and he had already issued me three.
All right, slow down because I have lots of questions.
Jump in at any time.
I want to take you step by step through this whole thing.
I'm laying the groundwork. When he sent me home after my initial 1 week checkup,
right,
and I made the appointment for today, he sent me home with a bag with three jars in it, three sterile jars,
and jerk jars,
basically
we can say that, right?
I believe so.
Three of them
because there's one for 6, 12, and 18 weeks, and after 18 weeks, if you're tested clear, you, my friend, are sterile.
So have you done this before?
I had never done this before.
Oh, so this is, well, wait a minute, I'm confused. You said 6 weeks.
Today was my 6 week checkup.
Oh, it was your 6 week checkup
and
today.
This is the first time you have to bring in a little bit of yourself with you.
What does the cup look like?
So like mayonnaise jars or?
Yeah. No.
Is it stainless steel?
It's about the size of a baby food jar, but it's
plastic. About the size of a Yoplait yogurt container. That's exactly what it looks like.
Have you ever bought salad dressing at the Price Club?
Did they give you instructions?
He said, this is what he said.
Okay.
He says, we'll need a sample. It has to be.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you just to think for a moment and picture in your mind as
be
I
like
am
Mike
right now
picture.
As far as what Rob is doing. I want to hear all of it. Okay, go ahead. I'll stop interrupting you, but I'm fascinated
he said,
by this.
We need it less than an hour from when it was collected.
How far are you from the doctor's office by car?
Yeah.
10 miles.
10 miles?
Roughly, yeah.
Traffic?
Yes, there was.
Did you account for it?
I did my best.
Normally a 20-minute drive today, maybe a half hour.
Yeah, maybe even a little longer. Uh-huh. And also, I wanted to shower.
Oh, he's always the clean boy.
Well, I
that's
had that
thought. That's going to take some time. That's 20 minutes right there, isn't
I
it?
I had the thought, do I want to shower and then collect?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the way to go. What'd you do?
I collected, then I showered.
Oh, no, okay. No, I'm not letting you off the hook that easy. You had a noon doctor's appointment.
Right.
And then, you know what Rob said to me when he told me about that he had to do that? He said, it's a very quick process. It won't take long to explain. No, it won't take long to explain if you're getting the right questions.
And, well, bring the questions.
The questions are as follows. You have a noon doctor's appointment.
Exactly. I finished show prep at a little before 11.
And you're scheduled to take a shower, so you really have 10 miles, so you're figuring what? 20 minutes to the doctor's.
Roughly, yeah.
Let's say, conservatively, 15 minutes for the shower.
Right.
That gives you, what?
25 minutes.
25 minutes?
Wouldn't you think more than enough?
Well, of course.
Right.
I mean, really, for that, I think we can all, I've done that.
It didn't go as quick as I had hoped.
Down
because
to the wire.
Of the, it's just not, it's not an erotic environment.
You weren't
well,
inspired.
Hold on a second. You're at home. I would think that would be fine.
No one can hear you scream.
Hold on, because I'm taking you right through this, all
okay,
right?
Okay, well, when I started, you have to, you go into
he doesn't
bedroom.
Want me to ask the question.
No, you can ask anything you like.
Okay, when you get ready for this,
right?
Your method of, I know we have to dance around this a little
right.
bit. Your method of.
I was in my bedroom.
Inspiration.
Were you watching the television?
I was.
Good boy.
Good man.
I don't think I could have without, because there's a certain amount of pressure.
Here's what you don't know. It was a Little House on the Prairie.
Stop it, you. That's not right.
As soon as Merlin Olsen came on, that was the special moment of truth.
That's right.
All right, so you are in your... Oh, this
I watched
is disgusting.
A digital video.
I'm going to ask all the details. What are you wearing when you're in... When you start, what are you wearing? Are you in your underwear?
No, actually, I believe I'm naked. Because I know that I have to finish this and get in the shower.
Baby.
It's Rob, a DVD, and a jar. That's it.
Is your wife in the house?
No, because that was the other curveball.
That's the best way to help, and she's got to be far away.
No.
In order for this to work
Here's
very clearly.
We knew in advance that my son, who
right?
is 5,
right.
had a doctor's appointment
today. I wouldn't go through what you have gone through for all the money in the world. That is,
I think you would for all the money.
It's such a hassle.
It is a hassle.
It's such an incredible hassle.
But I've got
hassle.
So much invested now. What am I going to do, bail?
Was there any part of you that was kind of saying, this is kind of cool? Or did you feel too much pressure?
No, I felt pressure, and I said, you know what? This kind of sucks. This is something I normally enjoy.
So if you were just like, you know, if it was just rub-out time and you were
right.
relaxing and enjoying yourself, you wouldn't think of it.
No.
All right, so you have this. So right away, they've taken the spontaneity out of the situation.
Right, because I'm working back. I'm back-timing, as we say in the business.
And the spontaneity is also, I would imagine, would be necessary for even times when we're alone. You
yeah,
know,
I think
doing
so. You got to be into it. Right?
However, I would it be safe to say, I think we can all agree that doing that, it's a little bit easier, you know, when you're by yourself than if you had to perform on command, wouldn't you say?
Well, when you're performing on command, someone's helping you. I think that helps you get into it.
I don't know, because, you know, then you speak to the whole thing about men and women and, you know, performance anxiety and that kind of stuff.
Maybe, but I would say it's a tie.
If somebody said to me, if they came to me, and they said, you know, we need this right now, I would probably be more willing to say, okay, I'll generate that. Let me do it on my own because I really know exactly how to get it done.
Well,
you know,
because
it's simply a matter of practice.
Because when the doctor said, you know, you can do it at home, and he said, we prefer you do it at home.
What do you think the average time is, Buzz? What do you think the average time that a guy, you know, by himself, I would say?
Oh, average, probably 4 minutes.
Wow. You're even a stub when you're by. I could probably get that job done in about 60 seconds.
Well, depends on where you start the timer.
And it depends on where you are in the movie,
some
too.
Some guys, yeah, relish the process. Right, and that would depend on where you are in the movie.
Pardon the expression.
I mean, I look at it really even with the greatest, thing on the screen, the greatest stimulus possible, I look at it as kind of, I'm by myself. I want to get that moment. I'm going for that moment, and I'm not really concerned about making it linger longer. But I have had times
that you want to romance yourself.
I'm sure. I mean, every guy's probably said, "Hey, you know, this is really good. I'd like to make this last a little bit, but not often."
But when you're doing that, you're not making sure you have a paper bag nearby and the jar. You don't want to fall off your nightstand.
Paper bag,
because he asked to bring it in a paper bag.
Yeah, don't just come in carrying the
jar. You don't
want
to come in.
Oh,
with
paper
the jar.
Bag. Oh, he wants you to bring the jar in the
in
paper
bag.
Right, because you don't want to just set the jar on the counter and go, I'm done.
You would really want to. What I was thinking for a second when you said I had a paper bag.
No, that was
nearby.
Not the receptacle.
I thought it was like, you know, that's what you put it.
No.
Oh, looks like somebody lost some of their tuna sandwich in here.
I told you to use foil instead of wax paper.
The paper bag has gone clear.
So,
looks like Homer Simpson's lunch.
So
that's why this is totally greasy.
So the problem was, you know, everything going on. Plus,
is it a plastic clear jar?
Yeah. Yeah, I would say, like about the size of a baby food jar.
Baby food jar?
And,
well, see, I'd make the opening a little wider than a baby food
jar. Well, it's not exactly. I'd say it's more cylindrical.
Uh-huh.
Could
you have used Tupperware if you were in a pinch?
I really pray that in my life, abbreviated or lengthy, I never get to that situation.
Does the jar have any writing on it?
Yes. It's got a festive nude on it.
Well, that helps.
It's a picture of Hypatia Lee.
Crazy, baby block letters that say Rob's Jar.
What it has a sticker on it. It says sterile until seal is broken, because there's a little thing on it.
All right.
And a sticker that says patient name and room number.
Very good.
Salvadisa.
So I wrote my name on it.
Hello.
I got a Sharpie and I wrote Spiewak.
Don and Mike Show, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Larry from Reno.
Hello, Larry.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to tell Rob, just pray he's not like me and have to have it done a second time because it didn't work the first time.
Well, I always pray to be unlike you, but not for that reason.
Thank you very much. It's always those guys, isn't it, Rob?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's always the guys that are saying that the process didn't work. And you're not 100% sure yet, right?
No, but after the sample was collected and the lid was put back on the jar and the...
Oh, no. We're not getting right to the sample being collected.
Oh, we're not?
Yes. Rob, this is a fascinating process. We are offering a public service here.
We are.
We have gotten to the point where you've told me that you're completely naked.
I am.
You have, please, I need all the details. The type of film. Do you remember a title by any chance?
I can tell you the title.
Did you go to DirecTV?
No, I used a DVD.
Oh, you used it? Was it a DVD from Buzz?
No, it's one of my own.
You have... I learn something about him every day.
We did not know you owned it. Could you share with us the title and or genre of the film?
Thank you, Buzz.
I can give you the maker, because Michael loved this. It was a freebie from Vivid.
Vivid. They're
Vivid.
Very good.
Good quality.
And I like this one. It's called Butterbags.
Oh, now see, you've made Mike spit out his water again.
And if you think I didn't wait until you had a mouthful of water to say that.
And it's called Butterbags?
Why, the title alone gets the job done.
Butterbags.
What does that mean?
Buxom women.
I see.
They're
I
not
have
comically
never
large.
See this. You were going to take us right to the collection moment, and we would have not gotten Butterbags. I have never in my lifetime heard of a breast referred to as a butterbag.
I think it's
pretty.
A series.
It's not a very nice name for that, is it?
No, not really.
I like fun bags.
Uh huh. That's nice.
Gonzobulators.
That's okay.
Butterbag. Why butterbags?
I didn't
name it. Are they massive?
Not comically large. No, but I would say. C plus to D.
Uh-huh. C plus to D.
And what's not to like with that?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You have water on
you. Yeah, this conversation is reminding me of Leslie Nielsen in Naked Gun 2.5, I think, when he's at the sperm bay. Can they keep on giving him samples to fill up?
Yeah. I don't remember. Thank you very much.
Thank
I like Butterbags.
It is funny.
Let's take another call here. Don and Mike Show. You're on the air with Butterbags, Spiewak, and me.
Hey, Mike, I just want to know, are there more McHale's Navy now for Rob, or, you know, is it twice as much? I got 5 kids, and I'm thinking about getting the operation myself.
I will tell you this. I think I know where you're headed.
Mm-hmm. What is the McHale's Navy reference? I'm not sure I understand.
I think it has to do with the crew, right?
Yeah, the crew.
All right, let me tell you this.
Some more sailors in your family? Is that what he's talking about?
Let me tell you this. Okay. Even though there are no sailors on the boat, the boat looks exactly the same.
Right. Well put.
Thank you.
I'm confused.
You didn't get that?
Please explain it to the dumb one.
Okay, when the boat that's full of the sailors.
Well, is this something we'd have to look at with a microscope?
Absolutely, to see the sailors,
at gunpoint.
So do they give you... So we're talking about a count.
Yeah.
We're talking about I can say that, right? Can
sure,
I say sperm
absolutely.
Count?
Uh-huh, yeah, sure.
We're talking about a sperm count. Right. Your sperm count now is...
Let me tell you this. If I had given the sample today, or if I gave the sample last year, the sample looks identical.
Well, then how do you not...
How you not make them babies?
Because you use a microscope and you realize that the boat doesn't
have
any sailors.
Oh, okay. I know. So yeah. Oh, I got it.
Okay, with
me? I got it.
All right. Good.
We're talking swimmers.
Right, exactly.
Right. Very
but I was
good.
Going with the McHale's Navy type of motif.
How many movies do you have?
Not many. Like maybe 6?
Give me some more titles, please.
Oh, God.
Butterbags?
Well, you know, a couple are just collections.
How did you get them?
I have them.
Mostly freebies?
Yeah.
I never think mostly of freebies. You as a sexual
being. Yeah, actually,
being.
They are mostly freebies.
So not a specific genre? A little sampling of...
Right, exactly.
I don't think of you...
One has to do with cheerleaders. Maybe naughty cheerleaders? No, it's not that.
The naughty cheerleaders.
It's not the naughty cheerleader. But there are a few, not many.
But his go-to was Butterbags. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Chris, you're on the air.
It's pretty good.
What's up, and Robbie?
Yeah.
You are lucky. What? I got mine done at GW. Hey, when you have to give a sample, you got to go into a room. They got a leather couch for you to sit on.
Yeah.
Oh.
Magazines there.
Magazines.
And so that you don't have to bring it back to the desk, they got this... two-way door that you just open the one side up, put it in there, and you just leave. They say, don't even go to the desk, just get out of here.
Do you have to put quarters in?
I mean, you walk into this room in a hospital, and it looks like it could be like in Times Square.
When you go into the hospital, Chris, what do they do? Do they give you reading material? Is that what they give you to look at?
Yes.
What kind of reading material?
The raunchiest material you could imagine.
Raunchy in content or raunchy in, like, the fact that it's been touched by many other men?
Yeah,
both.
Good question.
Both.
But it's not like regular Playboy, right?
Yeah, well, there might have been something like, I didn't even use it. That's not my thing, but...
Hey, stud, way to go. You did it all with your imagination?
That seems to be the best way.
Attaboy. Way to go, Chris. I'd have to have... Modern-day Playboy, as I sit here, I have one right in front of me. No way.
I don't think so.
Not anymore.
No, not
It wouldn't
enough.
Work. There's just no way that would work.
You've built up a tolerance.
No, I'm sorry. When they've given us over the years, we, Club, Penthouse...
Sure.
And then they backed off on Penthouse as well, didn't
even,
they?
Yes.
Which was an American tragedy as far as I was concerned. I really don't think Playboy would work for me. You had the ideal situation in the comfort of your own home.
I did.
And Butterbags.
Butterbags was what my choice.
Decent plot with Butterbags or
no,
simply
scenes.
A compilation of
scenes.
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 Would tell us about the scene. What was the scene?
I can't think of the lady's name.
Was it a lady with a gentleman?
Yes.
And during the scene, did the gentleman, was the gentleman close to the end of his session, or was it at the very beginning?
Yeah, I didn't get that far into it.
Well, that's a good sign. It wasn't as difficult as you've made it out to be then.
I can't remember exactly what the first portion of the scene.
If you're asking what kind of pornography Rob Spiewak enjoys, we recommend you pick up the steaming vivid release, Butterbags.
Hey, I bet you'd like it.
They'll sell a few.
Bring it in.
What happens?
No, don't bring it in.
No, you don't want that.
No, I don't like the idea of used.
With the lady talking about her breasts.
Really?
I usually skip that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Then the gentleman comes into the scene, and then there's, you know, different types of
things happen.
Play. Let's go to the phone.
Hey, this guy's been Ryan, are you the same guy that called me earlier? You've been on hold for a very long time. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to say maybe it'd be a good gag like the paint can of peanuts for the jerk jars where the little snake jumps out when he opens it.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much.
I don't think that's funny at all.
That's not funny. Don and Mike, Mitch, you're on the air.
Ryan.
Mitch.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Robbie, I wanted to know if the doctor shook your hand when you dropped that sample off. Actually,
we're going to get to that. We are just in the get-go stages of our little discussion with Robbie. So we're watching Butterbags.
Right.
You are concerned, obviously, that, more concerned than we normally are. And now I have to ask you another question about this. Don, I think, and I have been both very forthcoming in how we proceed with this.
Right.
I would be the fan of towels.
Right.
An occasional, and maybe tissue.
Yeah.
Of some kind. And occasionally, the towel I use sometimes afterwards.
Yes. Absolutely.
I don't use the towel, for example, when there's a burning building and they hold the little trampoline down there for people to catch people. I don't use the towel that way. I use it simply as a...
sometimes during, sometimes after.
As a swabbing device.
But for this, all you need is the jar, right?
Right.
Now, you have the jar at the ready.
Right.
And what position are you in when you're doing this?
I'm on my bed, but the pillows are allowing me to sit up.
He's not. Now, here's, you want to know what, do you know what a Rob Spiewak answer would have been?
What?
I've got a pole that I'm suspended by over my bed, and I'm hanging from the chandelier.
Do you want to play this like, no, like just, Hollywood Squares?
I'm enjoying the fact that your slight discomfort level with this discussion, you are propped up with a...
I think you're a little slightly discomforted with it, too.
You're propped up. No, damn it. I am fascinated with this.
Yes.
You're propped up with a pillow,
mm-hmm.
and the moment of truth.
Several pillows.
Yeah. Well, you're a man of larger carriage.
Exactly. I sleep with three pillows.
When you, under normal circumstances, would you use this many pillows, or would you be a little more reclined?
I think this would be my standard operating procedure. Yeah.
Your MO.
Yeah, because we have
the JMO.
We have six pillows on our bed, three on each side, and then the gay. What do they call them?
What?
The pillows that you're not allowed to use. The
decorative throw pillows?
Sort of.
The decorative throw pillows?
I want to say duvet, but that's not right.
A lovely duvet for Rob's moment of truth. Hello, Matt. You're on the Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how's it going, man?
We're doing great. I am just about as fascinated with this discussion as anything we will ever put on our air.
Maybe a little too much, though.
Well, I agree.
You think I'm a little too curious?
No, I'm just kidding.
No, I think it's fun.
One day you must come over.
Well, Buzz, I'm fascinated. Oh, you know, really, when it comes to this, uh-huh. I'm curious.
I agree. I was taking a cheap shot.
Do you recline? Of course you recline, right?
There is no one set. It really, any number of things could happen.
I forgot the experimental Buzz Burbank. Let's
turn the page in the handbook and
Marsha, bring me the basket.
I'm all over the house.
It's time for pleasure. Matt, go ahead. I interrupted you.
No, question for Rob. He said that the samples looked exactly the same. What about taste?
Ask your mom.
Here they
you have none, sir.
Here they go. Jeff, you're on the Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, the guy earlier said when you put the sample in the two-way door, you're supposed to actually flip a switch and the red light comes on.
Is that true? All right, we'll jump ahead a little bit. Wow. Did you have to put it in a little...
No, I gave it to the lady.
Okay, so you get done.
Right.
At the moment when... Yeah, the moment of truth, obviously.
Right.
You are successful?
100%.
Okay. You would be considered a neat process?
Yeah, but it was not...
How distracting was having the target?
Very distracting.
Yeah, that's the big question, I think.
Think about it.
I just love asking you about this.
You normally don't have to be that careful.
No, I'm not that careful when I'm driving a car.
Right. Hey, we might have a donor here. Hold on a second.
Oh, I'm sure we do.
Chris, you're on the Don and Mike Show. Are you a donor?
I was a donor, but my wife and I were trying to have kids, so I've had to go into the hospital about 10 times to do this.
So you're a pro at it right now.
Well, we couldn't have any kids, so I fortunately had to stop doing it. But the one time I went in there, they had a VHS tape player in there, and I said, "What the hell? I'll give it a try." It was a porno with Ron Jeremy from like 1979.
Did it do it for you?
No. In fact, I started bringing my own material with me hospital.
Was Classic Ron? It was 79, though. Ron Jeremy wasn't at his all-time fat smelliest, right?
It was like hairy, long hair, Ron Jeremy. I was like, oh. And I said, I turned it on, and I actually had to leave and come back because I went and got my own material and came back.
Wow.
The worst part was I actually did it, and I had to take the cup out to the nurses, and it was like going and handing it to your mom and saying, "Here, Mom, this is for you." too, and it was a weird, weird feeling because they know exactly what you were doing.
What is the vibe from the nurses there? I mean, did they try to be as clinical? Because really, I mean, if you were going to – now, you're talking about donation in a clinical sense where you're going to a fertility clinic, right?
Yeah, we were going to a fertility clinic, but it still is. They look at you and they smile, but you know in the back of their mind they're going, yeah, what was he just looking at?
You know, thanks for the call, Chris.
Bye!
I actually, this is not related, but it's the same area.
Mm-hmm.
There was one time where I had to have – I hope I can say this on the air. I had to have a scrotal sonogram.
Okay.
Wow. Have you ever, you've heard of that procedure?
Well, it's like an x-ray, right?
It's like, you know, what they do on mommy's tummies, mm-hmm. only they do it down there.
Did they find a baby?
No, but you know the worst thing was? It was two chicks.
Oh,
it was
no.
two women yeah, and then, that
wait,
did the procedure.
And that's bad?
No, it was weird. It was weird.
Uh-huh. Don't they have to use a lot of gel?
They used a lot of gel, but at the time you're thinking, hey, look, you are going in for a medical procedure,
right?
You know, because they're checking to see if you got the big casino down
right.
there, uh-huh. and they're checking to see if everything's all right. And the one thing I was thinking the whole time, because they were not unattractive.
Yeah.
Cool. I was thinking, my God, as you know, anytime you've had the woman down
sure.
there, you don't want to embarrass yourself, if you know what I mean.
When you start thinking about it, it sometimes makes it worse.
Yeah, it really does. Because if you're saying, if you say this, the way that wonderful mind works, if you say to yourself, I do not want to have a reaction, then.
Don't think about elephants.
Then down there, you know what he does? Uh-huh. You know what Mr. Happy does? Mr. Happy goes, oh, you don't, huh? Well, we're going to have some fun right now.
I'll show you who's boss.
So by the time the procedure was over, I was at full attention.
I'm sure.
No, I wasn't. I got through it fine.
Your pants had to be cut off.
And I've got both of them. I still do.
Forgive me for this, but does a sonogram... is there any sensation involved in
Yeah, it's cold.
Okay.
But it's, it and that's the only that helped me too.
It doesn't vibrate or anything.
Thank you, Rob. That's what I'm asking.
It's cold and you just feel no, there's not a vibration.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, otherwise I was going to sign up for one.
Well, you might be overdue.
I see.
Give it a try. Get the home kit.
Okay.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
When you drop the sample off at the office, is it first come, first serve?
Okay.
I get it.
All right. You get jokes. This is Chris. Chris, you're on the Don and Mike show. It says talking posture. Chris, you're talking posture. Go ahead.
Mike, Buzz, Rob, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
Hi there.
I know when diabetics donate, they have to use a particular posture because of their situation down there. And, Rob, I'd like to hear about your posture.
I have lousy posture.
During the session. You know, you're zesty.
I told you.
What do you mean when diabetics have to do it a certain different way?
They've got a retrograde thing going on. They have to donate, and then they have to donate again. Buzz will clue you in. I just don't want to do anything.
No, okay, Chris, no problem.
Not familiar
All
with
right.
that. I'm not familiar with what diabetics need to do or why. Rob is
Does
already,
that mean they have to have a double?
I don't know what the guy's talking about.
My father is
about.
A diabetic.
Does that mean they have to have a multiple?
He's never mentioned it.
Man, this is so fascinating.
And I can't imagine that problems with your pancreas, which is what diabetes
right.
is, would affect that. Your posture
whatnot. When are you due for your diabetes? When is that supposed to arrive?
You know what? I check the mailbox every flipping night. I'm ready. Did
John,
you see the weight dropping off? You'll know it's here.
John, you're on the Don and Mike show with a question for Rob.
Rob, by far, this is the most entertaining you've been in years, my friend.
I think Rob is very entertaining when he talks about his kids. But I'll tell you, this is very, very close. This is really a close second. And I find this not only
flattery
on an entertainment level, but on seriously a medical level. This is absolutely riveting, Rob. It really
is. Thank you,
Mike. Do you have a question for Mr. Spiewak?
I have a prediction.
A prediction. Very good. Go ahead.
I am also a sterile male.
Okay.
Good for you.
And I would like to predict that the first time Carrie is late with her monthly visitor for some reason or another,
uh-huh.
she is going to demand Rob go back to the clinic with another sample to make sure things have not reconnected themselves.
Now, are you sterile because of a procedure?
Yes.
So you had the vasectomy?
Correct.
And you've had this experience happen to you?
I have, and I come back with the same response to my wife every time.
What's that?
They tasted nothing different.
Everybody's got that same
got
joke,
joke
that keeps going on here. But it seems to me that if that's true, that your long national nightmare will continue.
Well, we'll get to this in a second, because that's something that was discussed at the office.
Really?
So after the sample is collected, and I sit in my...
You haven't even gotten to the doctor's office
No, I've
yet,
not
right?
even gotten the shower yet.
Okay, we got the pothead guy that we got to get on the air, right? So we're going to take a break. We will come back. We're going to finish up with you on your vasectomy.
Okay.
And then we're going to talk to the pothead.
Okay.
And
are you a pothead, Fox?
Are you a pothead, Spiewak? This is fantastic. Rob, I'll tell you, I have newfound respect for you.
You
are going through all of this for your lady.
And you know what?
Yes.
The end is not even in sight.
That makes me very happy.
I know.
It doesn't make you happy, though.
No, I really wish that we were 12 weeks hence.
God bless you. We'll be right this after back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.